Again, welcome you tonight to the Dream Team Prayer Line. So we're going to pick up from where we left off, talking about taking heed to the Word of God. And we're going to pick up with verse 10 on tonight of Psalms 119. You know, you can't ever get too much of the Word. And just to have an opportunity to, you know, and encourage the people of God to study the Word for themselves. I mean, you can go to church Sunday after Sunday, and you can listen to preachers, and you can do all of that. But until you make up in your minds to get into the Word of God for yourself and see what God has to say to you, the Bible says, study to show your own self approved unto Him. That's what the Word of God says. That means you need to get into the Word of God for yourself so you're in a position to rightly divide God's Word. In other words, you're in a position where you can use the Word of God correctly. So we're going to begin tonight with verse 10 of Psalms 119, for those of you that have your Bibles and want to follow along. The psalmist says, with all my heart, I have sought you. And that's the New American Standard Version. The King James says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. So what is he saying? With my whole being, with everything that's in me, my God, with everything that's in me, mind, soul, body, and spirit, the psalmist says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. So what does it mean when the psalmist, he says, I sought thee, or I'm seeking thee? It's an attempt or desire to obtain or achieve something, to actively pursue or to go after, meaning, God, with everything that's in me, I'm pursuing after you. I'm running after you. I'm striving to obtain something. I want more of you. And the only way to do that is to seek God, and the only way to seek God is through His Word and through prayer. The only way to get to know God, the only way to learn more about God is through studying the Word. And then he says, oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Now, when you get into the Word of God and you allow that Word to get in your heart, that Word will keep you from strain. That Word will keep you from sin. And I'll just put it to you like this. The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. In other words, you have to get into the Word of God, and we touched on this a little bit a few weeks ago. In order to keep your own pathway clean, you have to take heed to what the Word of God says. And in order for you to take heed to what the Word of God says, you need to know for yourself what the Word of God instructs you to do or instructs you not to do. I think I told you, Paul said that it's by the law that comes the knowledge of sin, meaning if it was not for the Word of God, I wouldn't know. Paul said, I wouldn't know not to covet, or I wouldn't know not to lust after things, if the Word of God didn't tell me, do not covet. I wouldn't know not to commit adultery if the Word of God didn't tell me, do not commit adultery. I wouldn't know not to commit fornication. I wouldn't know not to steal if the Word of God didn't instruct me not to do these things. So in order to keep your feet from straying from his commandments, you need to get into the Word of God, and you need to know for yourself what God says in his Word. By the law is the knowledge of sin. So to know what sin is, to know what God, how God defines sin, to know how to live up to God's moral standards, you need to know what those standards are. And those standards are laid out for you in the Word of God. And that's how you keep your feet from wandering, or you keep yourself from straying away from the commandments of God. And in order to do that, you have to cultivate the Word of God in your heart. Just like a farmer, when he's getting the ground ready for sowing seed, he has to plow and he has to till that land. Same way, we've got to have a heart that's prepared in order to cultivate the Word of God. We've got to have a heart that's prepared to receive that Word. And that takes work. It don't happen overnight. But it's the Spirit of God that enables us to live according to the Word of God. We need a heart that seeks God. If our heart is seeking God, no, our feet won't stray from His commandments. Yes, the Holy Spirit, it enables us to yield ourselves to God and to obedience. You know, I think Lady B started a series on Did You Know? And I was reading Romans 6, and, you know, and it says, do you not know that you are slaves to whom you yield yourselves to obey? Either sin unto death, or unto righteousness. Meaning, whoever you choose to yield yourself to, whether it be the world or God, that's your boss. That's who you choose to serve. That's who you choose to take orders from. So in order to not be a slave to sin and to be a servant to righteousness, you need to get into the Word of God, and you need to know this Word for yourself. And I know I might sound like I'm repeating myself, but I'm just trying to encourage you and trying to instill in you the importance of knowing what God wants us to do, of knowing how God wants us to live in order to live a life of holiness. We have to be set apart. We have to separate ourselves from some things. And then the psalmist goes on and he tells us exactly how to do that. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes. Doesn't mean that we're perfect. But what it does mean is that in order that I might abstain from sin, if I've got that Word of God in my heart, and what that means is to hide the Word of God in my heart, it means to treasure. It means to store up, to save. It means that I regard that Word as highly valued. Respect the Word of God. So I want to take that Word and I want to hide it in my heart. And I let you know tonight that when you got that Word of God in your heart, when the enemy comes to tempt you, when you encounter certain situations, the Holy Spirit will bring that Word back to you just when you need it. That's why it's good to memorize the Word. And get that Word not just in your heart, but in your mind. That when things come up against you, when the enemy comes up against you and wants to tempt you, you can use the Word of God against the enemy. The Bible says Satan trembles at the Word of God. That's your weapon. That's your weapon against sin. That's your weapon against anything the enemy comes to bring to you. But you got to get that word of God in your heart, and you got to store it up. You got to treasure it, and you got to hold on to that word of God. And I let you know that when you need that word, God will bring that word back to you. And you can tell Satan, get behind me. I am more than a conqueror. Get behind me. Oh, my God. I believe God. I believe the word of God. I am his child. There's nothing you can do to me unless God says so. So I just encourage you tonight, get that word of God in your heart that you might not sin against him. And again, like I said, it doesn't mean you're not perfect. I mean, it doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean, you know, you're not going to make mistakes. But that's why we have a God in heaven that you can bow humbly before him when you make mistakes. Now, I'm not talking about consistently sinning, because that makes you a sinner. When you take joy in doing something that you know is contrary to the word of God, and you take joy in that thing, that makes you a sinner. I'm talking about when you make a mistake. And you know you've made a mistake. God says you can come boldly before the throne of grace and you can say, God, Father, forgive me of my sin. I know I did wrong. And I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm asking you, God, to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Show me right from wrong, God. I'm not perfect. I got a lot of growing yet to do in you. I ain't there yet. And I can speak for myself. I ain't there yet. Because when I walk into my workplace, y'all can only imagine the things that I encounter. And yeah, sometimes it might trigger something. Now, I don't talk that language they talk. I'm not on the same page they on. But it's just evident that I have to be prayed up when I walk in that environment so I can be different. So they can see something different in me and know that I'm not like them. Yeah, I thank God for a job. And sometimes God puts you in places where you can be a light to others, where you can make a difference. But to make a difference, y'all need to know you got to be different yourself. You got to make up in your mind to be examples of Jesus Christ. So when you get that word of God in your heart, the psalmist says, so I might not sin against you, God. And it is through keeping the word of God securely planted in your heart and living according to what it says, that's when you can continue to walk in holiness. That's when you can continue to go forth and live the life that's pleasing to God. That's when you can continue to go forth and be an example before your family, be an example before your children. But you've got to have that word of God planted in your heart and in your mind. The word of God says, Lord, order my steps in your word, that iniquity not have dominion over me. So when you allow the Lord to order your steps, you won't have to worry about sin. You won't have to worry about temptation. It's still there, very existent. It ain't going nowhere. But you got a hedge about you. You got a sense about you. And you got that word of God guarding you and protecting you, that you don't have to give in to the enemy. You don't have to give in to everything the enemy wants to bring to you. His job is to kill, to steal, to destroy. His job is to sift you as wheat. His job is to sit back and laugh at you after you've given in to all of his tactics. That's his job. But if you get that word of God in you and get it in you right, you've got protection. You're shielded. You've got that armor. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you are able to withstand all the wiles of the enemy. Put on the shield of faith. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the helmet of salvation. Let your feet be shod about with the preparation of the gospel. And God says he'll cover your back. But we got to get into the word of God, saints. We got to know for ourselves what the word of God tells us to do. Psalms 37 and 31 says the law of his God is in his heart, that none of his steps shall slide. So when you got the word of God, you don't have to worry about tripping up. The word is a lamp unto your feet. It is a light unto your pathway. It goes before you, and it's gonna light up those stumbling blocks. It's gonna light up those holes that you can fall prey to and fall in and trip yourself up. It's a light unto your path if you will allow it to be. And I just encourage you tonight to use the word of God. Use it to your advantage. Let the word be a blessing to you. Fill your heart, fill your mind with the word of God. And that takes studying, that takes meditation. Verse 15 says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget your word. So in order to do that, you have to study the word of God. Psalms 1 says, I delight yourself in the law of the Lord. Meditate on it day and night. Let it be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that your leaves don't wither. Let the word of God get in you, and you, as you get into the word of God. Again, the Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. It's up to you, saints of God. It's up to you. God has given us the word of God as a roadmap. He's given us his instructions. He's told us what it is he wants us to do. God has standards. And as a child of God, as a believer, I'm talking about for real, he expects us to live up to those standards. He expects us to walk in obedience. He expects us to go forth and not just be a hearer only, but to be doers of the word of God. He expects us to be a light, shining example of who he is in us and to us. And we have a responsibility Once we say that we are Christians, once we say that we are believers, once we say that we are children of the Most High God, and we mean it, saints of God, we have a responsibility to grow in God. We have a responsibility to live up to His expectations. It ain't about what man wants us to do. It's not about what man expects from us. But we have an obligation to live up to God's standards. We have an obligation to love God. The Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all of your mind. Everything that's in us. And I think I told you the other week, it's that love that's going to motivate us to do what's right. It's that love that's going to motivate us to walk upright before God. It's that love that's going to motivate us to love our neighbors even as ourselves. It's that love that's going to motivate us to love one another. The Bible says when you have love one to another, Jesus said that's when you know that you are my disciples. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you again, oh God. We thank you, Father, for another opportunity that you have given us, my God, to come together and learn the word of you and learn, God, what you expect from us. And we truly give you praise on today. We thank you, God, even for the opportunity just to be able to call you our Father. We thank you today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you because truly, God, you had to be a father to us. And there's some of us, God, you had to be a mother to us, a sister and a brother to us. You, God, had to be that friend that sticks closer than any brother. And we just count it an honor. We count it a privilege tonight, oh, my God, just to be able to call upon your name. A lot of people, God, in a lot of places can't do that. But we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, that we can assemble ourselves together. God, we can praise you. We can worship you. We can bless the name of you, my God. And we don't have to be worried about being locked up, being thrown in jail. But God, you've given us a freedom. You said, whom the Son has set free, my God, is free indeed. And we thank you tonight, God. Thank you, God, for being such an amazing God. Thank you for being such a wonder to us, God. Thank you for being, God, a God who's still working miracles, a God who's still making ways, a God who's still opening up doors for us, God, doors that have been closed in our faces. My God, you've got the power, God, to open up those doors and do the impossible. And we thank you tonight, oh God, in everything, in all things, for every good and every perfect gift, my God, that you send down from above. My God, we give you praise on tonight, for truly you are worthy. My God, worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy, God, to be exalted. You're worthy, God, to be magnified. You're worthy, oh, my God, to be adored. Worthy, my God, to be extolled. And we, God, we just so grateful to you tonight, God. We're so grateful to you, God. We so appreciate you, all that you've done for us. My God, even down through this week, we're so grateful to you, God, for your keeping power. We thank you tonight, God, for your love, God, that is unconditional. Your love, God, that is everlasting. Your love, God, that no, it won't turn your back on us. We're grateful to you tonight, God. We appreciate you, God. We appreciate your word. We appreciate your instruction. We thank you that you love us so much, God, that you've instilled your word in us, that we can walk upright before you, that we can, God, live a life that's holy before you, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. every opportunity, God, that you grant us to even to study your word, to show ourselves approved unto you. God, we don't take the goodness of you for granted, but we so honor your God. We so reverence the name of your Lord, for your name, God, is holy. Your name, God, is set apart. Your name, God, is to be revered. And we thank you tonight, God, for the opportunity to be able to call upon the name of Jesus. And God, your word declares that when we call upon you, you promise to answer. And we thank you tonight, God. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Thank you that your ears, oh God, are yet open unto the cries of the righteous. Thank you tonight, God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank you tonight, God, that your arms are not too short, that you cannot save. Your ears, God, are not too heavy, that you cannot hear us when we call. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We reverence you. There's nobody like you, God. Nobody that will ever do for us, my God, the things that you've done. Nobody, God, that can ever love us the way that you do. Yes, we thank you, God, for our family. We thank you for friends, but God, they can't love us like you can. They can't do for us, God, what you can do. And we say thank you on tonight, Father. Thank you so much, my God, asking you, Lord, tonight, God, to remember the bereaved family. Remember Dig and Walter, God. Remember Terry. Remember Daryl, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you would just, God, continue to comfort them and continue to console them, God, and continue to strengthen them, my God, in the days ahead. Those days, God, when the phone calls are going to stop, when the text messages are going to stop coming, when the visitations are going to stop, God. My God, I just ask that you would continue to remind them, Lord, that you're there. That you will continue to just throw your loving arms of protection around them, God, and keep them, Lord, in all of their ways. My God, as they continue to adjust and adapt, my God, to life without their mom and life without their wife, God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, oh God. We thank you, God, for them that are sick and in the hospitals. I ask your prayer. I pray tonight, God, for Digging Elmas Mosby tonight, Lord, that you would touch his body, God. My God, in the name of Jesus, that you would, God, remove that fluid from his lungs, God, that he's able to breathe freely, God, that you would open up his lungs, that you would expand his lungs, God, that they function, my God, as you so ordained them to. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Betty tonight, God. As she's back and forth, up and down the road, God, running to see about him. In the name of Jesus, that you would ever, God, continue to strengthen her, Lord. Oh, my God, that you would keep her safe as she travels up and down the road, back and forth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you would strengthen her, God, to be a helpmeet, Lord, to her husband, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you see both of them, Lord. You know everything, God, that they're going through right now. And I just ask you, oh, God, that you would just meet their needs. Oh, my God, that you would strengthen and renew strength day by day, moment by moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today, Father. I pray for Virginia Monroe today, God, all of those in the nursing homes, that you would continue to strengthen their bodies, that you would continue, God, to encourage their hearts, that you would overshadow them, my God, with love and with compassion, and let them know, God, you have not forgotten about them. Hallelujah, my God, for they too, God, are your children. My God, in the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God, in their lives, Lord, in the lives of their family members, God, that are journeying to visit them, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen your people, Lord. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All of those on our prayer request list, God, you know who they are. Ask that you would bring healing to their body. Whatever the need is, God, that you would meet it on tonight. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would, God, continue to work miracles, God. We still see the hand of you moving, Lord, in the midst of your people. We know tonight, God, that there's still nothing too hard for you. Nothing, God, you can't do. Nothing, God, you can't accomplish. Oh, my God. Not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by your spirit, oh, God. Hallelujah, my God. Manifest yourself, God, to your people in the name of Jesus. My God, I continue to pray for Brother Michael on tonight, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, my God, for what you already done for him. I thank you, my God, as you continue to deliver, God, from headaches. And I thank you today, God, as you continue, God, to heal, my God, whatever's going on with his vision, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, all it would take, God, is just one touch from you, my God, to make everything all right, to restore, God, his vision 100%, 2020, God. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, oh my God. Encourage his heart tonight, God. Meet the needs that arise in his family. Bless his wife, his children, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to bind them together, God, in love and in unity. Oh my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that God, they would ever get a work done for you. Oh, my God, thank you for the gifts and the talents that you've given that young man. And I bless the name of you tonight, God, as he used those gifts, my God, to serve you, to be a blessing, God, to the ministry, to be a blessing to the kingdom of you, God. In the name of Jesus, bless his family, his mom, his dad, his sister, his brother, God. The family as a whole, Lord, bind them all together, my God, that they all together, God, get a work done for you in the name of Jesus. Continue to meet the needs, God, every person on this line. I pray for Reverend Anderson tonight, God, that you would, God, touch her body, that you would bring healing, God, that you would bring deliverance from all of that pain and all of that discomfort, God, in her back and in her hip. My God, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, you've done it for before. I've seen it. My God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, God, from the crown of her head down to the very soles, God, of her feet. Oh my God, remove the pain, God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for the doctors. Thank you, God, for all of your physicians that you've given wisdom to. But, oh, my God, you, Lord, you, God, are the great physician. Oh, my God, you, God, are the Lord, thy God, that healeth. Oh, my God, touch right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and remind her, God, that she's not alone. Oh, my God, but you're right there. Hallelujah, God, you promised to put no more upon her, God, than she is able to bear. But even in the midst of all of the pain, even in the midst of the temptation, even in the midst of this, God, being a test, oh, my God, you, Lord, are her way of escape. Have your way right now, Lord. Remember our church mother tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, asking that you would continue to strengthen her body. Such a blessed woman of you, God. Continue to strengthen tonight, Lord. Continue to meet her needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Continue to allow her to be an example, God, before her family and before her children. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Every person on this line, you know what their needs are. Oh, my God. Whether it be financial, whether it be, God, they're praying for their children, God, to get to know you. Have your way, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. It's the spirit of you, God, that draws. Draw them in, God. Your children that are out of school on summer vacation, oh, God, keep them safe. Always, God, be a hedge of protection about them. My God, in the name of Jesus, show yourself mighty, God, to your people. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, show yourself mighty, God. I thank you tonight, God, that you allowed Mama D to journey, God, to South Carolina, my God, to watch her granddaughter graduate, to be able to have her play her face in the place, God. I thank you tonight, God, that you granted them a safe journey over the highways. Thank you so much, God. ask that you would just touch her, my God, in that breathing condition, God, that you would just enable her, God, to breathe freely, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring complete healing, God, to her body. Keep them safe, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you on tonight. Again, God, for this opportunity. Be a blessing to your people tonight. Pray that your people, God, have been blessed through your word on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you tonight, God, in everything, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. My God, we give you praise on tonight, God. You're worthy. Oh, my God, you're worthy to be praised. Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Whatever the condition is tonight, God, that your people are dealing with, oh, my God, heal tonight, Lord. Bring deliverance tonight, God, to your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God, for working things out together for the good.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, because we love you, Lord. Oh, my God. Grow us in our walk with you tonight, God. We get off this line tonight, Lord. Ever keep us, oh God, in your care. In the name of Jesus. Let us ever go forth, God, and be doers of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen,
amen.
We thank you tonight. Thank you again for tuning in with us tonight. Pray that you've been blessed by the word of God. And until we meet again, keep lifting your eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh your help, and never forget that all of your help comes from the Lord. I love you. God loves you.
Love you too.
Go and be blessed. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.